This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hope day. The good news is Survivor's on tonight. More good news, Michael Fronte is going to be on in the 8 o'clock hour. And I don't want to say here comes the bad news, but but here's the news. Oh, I'm a terrible.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app which you get on your phone, and then you can listen to this show. So get the Radio.com app, turn it on, put in your headphones, or I guess you could just play it to another speaker if you've got one of those.
Sure.
And then listen to this radio show on Radio.com. Thank you. Wow. All right, here's what's happening.
Thank you.
So we're now seeing, as I looked on USA Today, a repeat of what Gavin Newsom had said late yesterday, which is one of the bigger stories. Despite we've already know we're all sort of supposed to stay indoors and we're hiding right. from the coronavirus and trying to keep the spread from getting out of control and overwhelming our hospitals. In fact, there's an article out right now about how the Bay Area hospitals are bracing for a wave of patients. So they're getting ready for this. I guess they're considering it inevitable. But one of the other stories is that's finally going national. Schools could be out all spring, meaning
see you next fall.
Right. So a lot of the kids and are going to be doing most of their studies from home. And I think that our school systems are in the process of getting all of that stuff together. Mm-hmm. I don't know how my kid's only in kindergarten. There's not, you know, in kindergarten, I remember learning to tie my shoes and using paste. Yep. Like they do a lot more now than we did for sure.
You know, a lot of kids can actually read by the time they leave kindergarten. I remember learning letters and numbers. I remember learning to write my name, and that's about, you know, the shoe tying, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, it was just sort of like a get ready for this is sort of how school will go kind of a year.
Right. It eliminates all of the fun time and actually puts some work into your schedule as opposed to preschool, which was mostly just fun time. Anyway, the point being, I don't know how all of these different grades are going to get the schoolwork to you, but it looks like kids will be finishing their school year from home. So that information is still pending, how that's right. going to go. But it's coming. Get ready for that.
Yep.
I wanted to mention that we have a presidential primary still happening. Joe Biden won the Florida and Illinois primaries yesterday, and it looks like he's building a lead and becoming unstoppable. So that's
I hope this becomes more sort of like the center of our consciousness. You know, coronavirus is everything right now. But, you know, I heard that and I went, oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
And we've got an election to win, people. So let's figure this out.
Well, so that is something to be paying attention to for sure. It's, you know, they're operating at a very difficult time. I mean, mm-hmm. you having a rally with no people, is that a rally?
It's not.
So it makes it
hard. I mean, it isn't, right?
No, it's not. And it makes it hard to run for office when you can't get out and drum up the support you want. So
right.
I don't know how, you know, let's hope this doesn't end with lawsuits and a court case.
Right. I mean, American way.
Well, that's how sometimes this stuff goes. But right now, it looks like Biden's the dude. All right?
Yeah.
I have some good news, and I'm sorry, I'm just trying to find it here. Good.
Well, we've seen your filing system, so.
Well, there's so much coronavirus stuff, and I easily could just repeat what I did the first hour, but I'm trying to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like we all get it.
Yep.
I mean, I want to keep getting the message out there that we're all taking this seriously. It's one of the reasons we're broadcasting from home is because we're taking it seriously. And we want to set that example for everyone.
Yep.
To take this seriously because
it's all of our responsibilities to protect each other. We're all in this together. We all have to do it. As hard as it is. And it is hard. Even if you're not sick at your house, it's hard. Like the cabin fever is fully set in at this point.
Oh, and we're not. We're just.
We are just right. begun.
We're
just put our
starting,
toe in the
I
pool.
I know. It's
and
not
it's already
in
like.
Is not my usual deal.
No.
I mean, I stay in after dark.
Sure.
But
can you surf?
I probably could go. I haven't even looked at it yet. I bet you people are surfing though. I haven't gotten to the point where I've even.
Well, there's some separation between, you know, it's not like you're sitting together, right?
I couldn't agree more, but I do wonder if police would consider that an essential reason to be out.
Mm. Well, exercise was on the list.
Mm, good point. I'm going to try it.
I would think you'd have very little contact with any other people.
No, and I usually go alone anyway, and I'm out north of town, so there's very little interaction at all.
Right.
So
right.
Sure, I could absolutely go do that, and probably will as this extends into summer. Single people have been going on Craigslist, so here's one of the issues: as we are all familied up, and we find ourselves at home with our families, there's a little bit less of that isolation factor. But single people who are stuck in their house or apartment or wherever by themselves are now going on Craigslist looking for long-term hookups during the crisis.
Ooh,
I assume, I don't even know how to, I'm not trying to put this out there as a possibility for, aren't you spreading it if you do that?
I have a question.
Yeah.
You're saying a long-term hookup as in come over and never leave?
No, I don't think that's what I'm saying. I have to believe the long-term hookup means a hookup is very casual. You do not start living together. So I think a hookup means we'll just have our steady date day or something.
So this doesn't come and hunker down with me. This is, hey, I'm going to bang you and I'm only going to bang you. And we're going to have these meetups and not involve any. And you're the only person I'm going to see.
I believe
like including my parents and, you know, my family or whatever.
Yes, I believe
I can't take the loneliness. Okay, that doesn't sound like a good idea, but.
Well, everybody needs a little nook. And as this wears on, I could see how people would find themselves feeling like I've got to do something.
Right.
Or someone, right?
I really need some physical contact.
All right, here's some so-called good coronavirus news.
Okay.
More hope for a cure. A team in Australia believes they've found a way to cure the virus and will start human trials before the end of the month.
Oh, my God. Well, it's nice to know that our brightest minds are working on this stuff because they're the people who are keeping us all afloat.
Let's see.
That's great news.
The federal government is working quickly on a cash stimulus plan to get money to Americans. So whether this is going to be a one-time payment or a couple payments, I don't know, but it looks like you're going to have some money coming. And especially because the deadline for paying federal income taxes has now been pushed back 90 days from April to July. That is also another way, especially if you were going to owe taxes, that you get a little relief.
So does that mean the filing date remains the same.
As in the 15th. I don't have the date in front of me, but I'm assuming it stays, what is it, the 15th?
It's April 15th. Yeah. So I'm sure, look, anybody can file for an extension. I still think you owe the taxes on the 15th. Now on July 15th or whatever
right.
it is. So I wonder if everything else is staying. It's not that the filing date has changed. It's that you don't actually have to send that check until 3 months later. I wonder if you can look at that, because that's actually a pretty... This doesn't mean you're off the hook for doing your taxes, I don't think. But I don't know.
The deadline for paying federal income tax. No, it doesn't look like you're off the hook at all for doing your taxes. But it does allow you time to pay that bill if right. you owe.
Without penalties and interest that they always tack on.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't done my taxes. I'm too turned up.
I haven't done my... I did mine. I did fine. Well, I sent my pack over.
I don't know how that's going to work for me yet. I do know that my dentist called me yesterday. I have a pending appointment for next week, and they rescheduled me to May.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. There's
yeah,
that.
Yeah, everything's on hiatus. Hiatus.
Let me see here. I wanted to... Oh. I have a question for you.
I'm ready.
This is just one of those completely off topic, about nothing, or kind of about nothing, but hopefully something to relieve us from the coronavirus news.
Okay.
Have you, Sarah Clark, ever shoplifted?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it. I was a kid.
Totally.
I had the money. It was purely for thrill.
I totally regret that. At the top of, like, I was raised better than that.
Yep.
I absolutely thought, since I can't buy alcohol and I can't find someone to hey mister it for me, I'm going to steal it.
Mm. Oh, so you were stealing it. You needed it.
Well,
I mean, your body did.
Well, no. This was when I was a teenager. I was a young person who was like, my body didn't need it. My mind said, it's not a party if we don't have booze.
I wasn't fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was
you
to me.
You were in full-blown throes of alcoholism at that point?
I was not, no.
Okay.
But, I mean, if there's ever a sign where you're headed, that might be it.
Yeah.
I can't go to a party without booze. That's not a party.
That's ridiculous. What is
anyway,
that, just people talking?
Right.
Going to that.
1 in 4 people say they've shoplifted, according to a new survey. 20% of them did it as a child. I didn't do it as an adult, by the way.
I was a teenager.
Right.
When I was really little, I took a pack of certs as we were going through the checkout line. And when my mom, I think a lot of people have had this happen. They drag you back into the store and you apologize to the manager.
Right. So your mom dragged you back in, or you got caught?
No. She dragged me. Because there I am, whatever I am, 5 years old, and I've grabbed a pack of certs or, lifesavers, and we're out in the car, and she sees me with the lifesavers, and she's all, oh, my God. And it was, the fact that I remember it means it was totally traumatic.
Right. I used to, so this is, I was doing this from a young age, and I just feel like, man, what a bad show of character. But I was stealing cartons of cigarettes when I was, I want to say, in elementary school.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Where would you get those?
So they were on the shelves at the Safeway when I was that age.
Oh,
they
boy.
Were. There was actually an aisle where the cartons were on the shelf.
Ah, the olden days.
Yeah. And so I remember taking a carton of Cools and putting it behind my skateboard and walking out. And me and Jason Cisco sat behind that Safeway. Cools.
That's funny.
It goes to show what you're thinking, I guess, when you're starting that wonderful habit.
Right. Oh, these are minty and fresh. Ooh, menthol.
Well, they say cool on them. Duh. Yeah,
I want to be cool.
So we sat in the bushes behind the Safeway smoking from, I want to say 4th or 5th grade. How's that?
That is not good, Vinny.
3% of people say they did it as a child.
I still consider myself a child as a teenager. I know teenagers think they're all grown up, but, you know, you got a ways to go, you guys. Take it easy.
Oh,
don't
absolutely.
Rush it.
And, then that just shows you my teen, that what was important to me in my teen years. Mm. The
cigarettes
party.
And alcohol is what you stole. It's fantastic.
The reasons people stole, I couldn't afford to pay. I could afford to pay, but just didn't want to. I did it for the thrill. I didn't want to wait in line. I did it just for fun. And not a lot of people on there are saying they did it because they weren't old enough to buy the stuff.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
Did you ever realize you'd stolen something after the fact? Like, I remember one time I'd put something in my pocket or you know, and I didn't even mean to. I was just, you know, and I went through and bought some stuff at the checkout counter, and then I got in the car. I'm like, ah, crap. And I didn't go back in. I didn't mean to steal it.
I'm sure all of us have done something like that at
Oopsie.
Some point.
I know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We are still getting texts. We are broadcasting from our separate locations, our homes.
Yep.
But we've put some systems in place and can still see the stuff you send.
It's funny. We are miles away from... I'm 12 miles from the station and probably 75 miles from you.
Great. This is a good text. 650 says, it's your favorite SFPD sergeant. You can go surfing. We want people to get out and exercise. Just remember to keep your social distancing. Also, as of now, we are not taking any enforcement action, just friendly reminders.
Oh.
And thank you to not only SFPD, but all the police and fire and doctors and nurses. And I've even, as we've tried to make a point to thank people who are out there sort of putting themselves at risk. Others have written in saying, hey, throw me a shout out. I'm going to work today and I had to. So you know what? I won't do it in a list fashion, but I'm happy to shout out if you're out there and working and don't get to stay home with your family.
Right.
No problem.
Listen, mail people, the food chain. You know, there are plenty of people who are out there still filling those roles. And
I can't find the text because the way these are coming through, I'm not printing them. I'm scrolling. But the person who wrote in was saying, I'm a tradesman and I fixed. Oh, here it is. I just found it. Good morning, radio family. Please give a shout out to all the HVACR and other tradesmen and women. A lot of us still have to go to work. Monday, my coworker had to repair a blood storage refrigerator.
Oh,
yesterday,
boy.
I had to repair a walk-in freezer at a nursing home. Today, I'm at a health clinic.
Thank you, guys. And frankly, whoa. I'll bet you there's plumbers out there, too, as we're clogging up our toilets. It's, you know, life goes on and things still break down. And thank God for the essential people who actually know how to fix them.
Right. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Vet care is considered essential. Shout out to all my vet med family manning the front lines today.
All right.
Yeah, we love our pets.
We sure do.
So absolutely, if your animal is sick, you're not going to wait on that.
No,
that's essential.
Not. It is essential. This dog needs to be here with me.
I believe after we take a quick break, we'll be talking to Michael Franti from Bali.
That is correct. We're hoping for a solid connection after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.